Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, Ireland will recognise the state of Palestine effective from today. For reaction on this, I'm joined by Dr. Gillian Abdelmajid, Palestinian ambassador to Ireland. Thank you for joining us on the programme, Dr. Abdelmajid. Let us know, because we had the announcement last week, but today it becomes formal. Give us your feelings on this day that Ireland is formally and officially recognising the state of Palestine.
First of all, it's a big day. It's a big day, and we, the Palestinian leadership, and I, as the ambassador of Palestine, welcome this, and I'm personally thrilled with this recognition. I have a mixed feeling, because from one side, we have the right to be happy, and on the other side, my people is, like, you know, suffering a severe massacre, especially in the last day and since the 7th of October. So this mixed feeling make me, like, you know, I wanted to be happy. I'm proud. I'm honored. But on the other side, I can't like express this in a good way. That this kind of recognition that we were struggling for years, and this is very important, significant move by Ireland.
And you talked about there what's happened and what we've seen in the past day. I'd like to get your reaction to Israel's targeting of a camp for displaced Palestinians in Rafah. 45 people killed there, dozens other wounded. Israel's response, Benjamin Netanyahu calling it a tragic mishap. How do you view that response?
Yani, the life of people cannot be, like, you know, for the past 7 months and even decades before, to be a mistake. Every time they kill the people, they massacre the people, and they said, okay, some of them, they said it's a mistake. We can't continue like that. This is barbaric. This massacre and this killing of the Palestinian must stop. The international community has to put an end to this violation of international law, human law. I mean, this cannot continue. What happened yesterday and what's happening since the 7th of October is unacceptable. And the international community, obliged and has obligation and responsibility to stop this, to continue and to put an end to this suffering and to this war.
Some Palestinians have argued that this recognition of a state of Palestine, that it's performative, it's taken too long after more than a decade, after 138 other states did it, and that weapon sanctions, arrest warrants, boycott are the actions that will have consequence to thwart the Israeli government at this point. Do you agree with that?
The recognition is very significant move. And even if it takes long time, usually Ireland is a sovereign state. They decided, they were called by the Dáil in 2014 to recognize the state of Palestine. And Ireland, the recognition is on the program of the government. And we always, when we discuss this, they said that it's not the right time. It should be under, like, you know, after a peace process. And I realized that Ireland, like, you know, when the time that was really need their move, they did it. We're very thankful. We welcome this recognition. Yes, it's not like, you know, we need to work on that. We need to work on strengthening the relations, like not only the government recognition. Some people might say that it's, like, you know, just gesture. No, I said that this is very important.
Right.
It's not symbolic.
And what needs to happen now, in your view, following on from this decision of the Irish government? Is it sanctions? Do you expect progress from within the EU on that front?
We need more relations. We need more bilateral relations. We need this sanction. Yes, we need to work like Ireland for the past 7 months and even before worked very hard among European Union states. Worked very hard within the United Nations. Their lobby, I mean, for the rights of the Palestinian people. We will continue to work with the Irish government for more countries to recognize the state of Palestine. And we heard that, like, you know, there is a couple of three that soon will recognize the state of Palestine. We need to continue that. EU is a very strong political and economic bloc. We need as many countries as we can from the EU to have their leverage to stop this war and to end this occupation.
All right, Dr. Jilan Abdelmajid, Palestinian ambassador to Ireland, thank you for joining us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.